Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zion. So Yeravam ben Nevat has just been shown a great miracle twice. First, he was struck, his hand withered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he tried to perform Avodah Zarah in public. And the Mizbeach split asunder by a miraculous action from above. A Navi that he ordered grabbed and thrown into jail. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting his covet. But rather than Yeravam learning great lessons from this, rather than Yeravam paying attention to the dire prophecy of doom about how his bones would be burnt later on, and about how he was not going to remain a dynasty in power forever, Yeravam instead thinks that empty, shallow flattery and all sorts of appeasement are the way for him to get out of trouble with God. Even though at his worst moment, he kept rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Vayedabra HaMelech El Ishu Elokim, very insincere offer. So, the king said to the man of God, to Ido HaRoeh, Boa iti habaisa, come with me to the house, come with me to the palace, usa'ada, and dine, eat a sa'uda, that no lecha matos, and I shall give you a gift, says Yeravam. So come back home with me, and I'll give you gifts, I'll appease you, I'll curry favor with you, I'll get rewards, the Abarbanel says, for showing hachnasas orchim. If I was punished so badly for being disrespectful, then if I honor you, I'll get rewarded. So it's completely selfish. There is a lot of ulterior motive here in this. But ches vayomer ishu elokim el hamelech. But the king says, the ishu elokim says absolutely no to the king. Im titen li es chatzi veisecha. If you gave me half of your house. And that's an interesting phrase. The Mefarshim don't necessarily connect it, but when Balak and Bilam are making negotiations, and Bilam explains he has to do what God commands him to do, imiten li veischa melo chesef v'zahav, even if you fill up your house with silver and gold. So it's an interesting phrase. Even if you give me your palace, lo avo imach, I will not come with you. V'lo ochal lechem, v'lo eshtemayim b'makom hazeh. And I will not eat bread, and I will not drink water in this place. So specifically by saying this place, he is pointing out something about Yeravam's palace, about this place, which is dedicated to Avodah Zarah. So the Radak and other Mefarshim say that when it comes to any contact with Avodah Zarah, right now, if you are also a subscriber to two Mishnahs a day, we've been doing Masechta Avodah Zarah. And so there are a lot of different forbidden behaviors to make sure we don't have hiskarvus, to make sure we don't become karov, become close to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, their families, their enticements. So the Radak says you're not allowed to go into an ir hanidachas, into a city of idolatry, except to warn them or try to prevent them from doing Avodah Zarah or to speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. So the only free pass that Ido had to come here in the first place to Beis El was to do his task that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given. But now the Navi tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu had also given him strict restrictions. Tes ki chen siva usi bidvar Hashem lemor, because thus it was commanded to me by the word of Hashem, saying lo sochal lechem velo sishtem moyim, you shall not eat bread and you shall not drink water. And do not return on the road by which you came, by which you went there in the first place. So no food, no drink, and take a different road home than the one you took. So the Me'am Lois says, the fact that he says in kind of a funny way, Siva osi bidvar Hashem lemor, indicates that it was given to him as a prophecy by a malach, rather than necessarily by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, the way the previous nevuah had come. He was warned that it's usher to be in this era of Avodah Zarah, you can't eat or drink there, take a different road, because by taking a different road, you are showing that you're never going to return to it. Some say that Beis El was quite literally considered an ir hanidachas, So everything in it, as the Torah says about an Ir HaNidachas, is cherem, is absolutely forbidden in every way. So take a different road home. Erase the location of this Ir Avodah Zarah from your mind, is the implication, says the Radak. Yud, vayelech derech acher. So, seems like Ido Haroe, the Navi, did the right thing. And so he went by a different way out. And he did not return on the way that he had come upon it to Beisel. So, the Navi is doing the right thing. He is returning. Rabbi Alex Israel brings down in his commentary about Nach. He says, returning is a very interesting thing in what he phrases the biblical worldview. Derech is not just a pathway. It's an experience and a concept. So, we're not allowed to go back Derech Mitzrayim. We're not allowed to return to Egypt to buy horses again. Hashem said not to take that Derech again. It's supposed to be a change in you, a cancellation of the original journey as part of the legal proscription. Your mental attitude cannot retrace the same steps. Just a beautiful phrase. You can't go in the same derech that you went on before. You have to go on a new way. You have to cancel out the previous journey. Retracing your steps would be negating your own mission and abandoning its goal. Metaphorically, if you retrace your steps, it's like you're taking back everything you went there to do. You retract your mission, the decree that you have pronounced. It has to be clear to all that the prophecy is non-negotiable and irrevocable, which is a really interesting way of seeing going back as a negative when it's something bad. On the other hand, we talk about tshuva, about returning, as a positive, to try to erase the sins that we committed. We're now, as I record this, in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we want to erase the averus. So maybe that concept, that being shoved, returning the same way, is an erasure of what brought you there. If what brought you somewhere is chet, then tshuva is erasing that to some extent. But if what brought you there was a nevuas Hashem, where you are there to do good, that's not something you want to erase, because that would be a very negative take on what you went there to do and to accomplish. Unfortunately for the Rishu Elokim, although he's obeying these instructions very specifically, he is going to be led astray. And he's going to be led astray by somebody that one would not be suspicious of. He probably should have been, but he wasn't. And we'll see a story of profound maliciousness and suffering coming next. That's a real pella and needs some understanding.